Any new strategies in terms of endocrine therapy out there, as long as we're talking about new agents and strategies, maybe looking at neoadjuvant setting that you're excited about?
So the window trials are also pretty interesting, where you're giving a very short course, maybe 3 to 4 weeks of treatment, and then you're really assessing whatever your biomarker is, whether it's Ki-67. I think that, again, is going to help us design trials. It's definitely not going to help us find a new standard of care, but it'll help us design trials in the metastatic setting or maybe in the adjuvant setting. I think when you look at agents, the one class of agents that seems to be the furthest along are the AKT inhibitors, together with the oral SERDs, which, again, another endocrine approach. And then obviously how you combine these agents. Does it make sense to combine a CDK4/6 inhibitor with an mTOR inhibitor? Are you really going to achieve something by that or just sequencing those agents?
What happens when you give endocrine therapy alone as opposed to endocrine therapy plus CDK neoadjuvantly to Ki-67?
You're going to have a little bit of a more drop by giving the CDK4/6 inhibitor with endocrine therapy instead of endocrine therapy by itself. The response is going to be faster as well. But whether you're going to have any long-term benefits, that remains to be seen. We have two large adjuvant trials with CDK4/6 inhibitors that are going to answer this question in our higher risk patients. And then we're going to have a third one, I think, a smaller trial that's going to also be looking at a third CDK4/6 inhibitor. But obviously, these trials are going to report in several years from now, given how slowly this cancer progresses.
Well, sometimes we get surprises, but whenever it does happen, certainly wouldn't be a shock to see them be positive. But then when you think about it, it's going to change the whole platform of adjuvant therapy. You know, things that weren't that big a deal, now maybe you're going to look bigger if you're going to have to do it for a long time.
And that's the thing. You're adding more agents, you're adding more toxicity, but then you're also trying to figure out what are you going to do in the metastatic setting. If you have somebody that right. is on a CDK4/6 inhibitor for a year in the adjuvant setting and then recurs 3 or 4 years later, do you rechallenge them with these agents or not? Those are going to be unanswered questions.